Welcome back to Popular Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I am joined with
Andy
and Timmy.
And today we're going to be talking about Cyclone Idai that hit Southern Africa on the 17th of March this month.
Yes.
2019. Andy, how many people were in the path of the cyclone?
Yeah, I do believe 1.7 million people were in the path or lived in the path of the cyclone, and it pretty much destroyed every single one of their houses, every building it could touch, every anything it came across. It was destroyed. I don't even know like how fast. You said like the winds are extremely fast, but you know how fast the winds were?
They were 109 miles per hour.
Which is the same as a category two hurricane.
Right?
Yes.
That is crazy speeds.
The cyclone took out the city of Beira, which was the first. It was like a direct hit right after it touched land, and according to the government, or according to like the mayor of Beira.
Yeah, the mayor of Beira.
He said 90% of the whole city was destroyed. Everything's flooded from the rains. Everything has just been broken by the wind speeds.
Yeah, how
such
many
as like glasses
did
everywhere.
Did we lose how many lives did we lose that day?
750 people were reported dead, but that was just as of last week. And more people probably have died since then from being trapped underneath debris.
Yeah. Or just like
I heard, didn't they estimate like there could be around 1,000 people dead?
Yeah, a possibility of 1,000 dead by now.
I heard that the storm surge was so large that as soon as it hit, some people who were in the wave had died immediately because of how high it came and how much pressure was raining down on them, like destroyed their whole body. Timmy, do you know how high the storm surge was? I think it was like three by something.
If it was that high and that much pressure, I'd assume it was like around 13 to 15 feet.
Probably, yes.
And like the same that wide.
Yeah.
You guys know that the cyclones in that hit Africa start to like brew up in the Indian Ocean. But this one was different. It started to form in the Mozambique Peninsula. So it formed a lot closer to land than usual.
Which gave them a lot less time.
That makes sense why there were so many casualties.
Do you know if the Red Cross is doing anything at all?
Oh yeah, the Red Cross is just like helping the people that have lost homes and they're just basically giving them necessities like food and water.
Yeah, I heard 100,000 people were in safe camps.
Yeah.
That the Red Cross put up, and as I said, just giving them food and water, anything that they could do.
Yeah. Because I imagine so many of them have. Or just like a shelter, because they don't want to be sleeping like on the ground and stuff because of like, it's gotta be sad just to think how many family members everyone's lost and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't think you can blame the authorities.
Because
they get 3 days in advance.
Yeah, this one you can't blame the authorities. You can't really blame.
And like,
many people didn't even get the alert.
Yeah, some people
didn't
get the warnings, but for those who did, if they didn't evacuate, I think it was their own fault. They have 3 days to evacuate.
Yeah.
That's plenty enough of time to even get some of your possessions with you.
Yeah.
But
it also stinks because obviously we know it's Africa's a third world country.
Malawi and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Zimbabwe and Malawi are third world countries. So not many people have the luxury of a telephone or something to get their hands on when something like this is coming. So it's also, I don't think that even if they gave them, there probably would be less casualties.
But
there
was
still
also
be
silence. It wasn't just.
Yeah, so it's got to be.
Like, for example, if this Category 2 hurricane hit Florida, like it does all the time, we are definitely very prepared for
that.
Yeah,
we've had,
So if you have devices, like...
Just about everyone in the U.S. has a phone or some way of getting the news...
Across
to them, and for them to be prepared for what is going to come.
And what is going to hit them, they have enough time to make a decision. Do they want to stay and protect their house? Unlike these people who had no chance, do we stay or do we leave?
Mm-hmm.
They had one option, that was to go.
So you guys definitely think that if there would have been less casualties if they could have gotten the news across faster?
Yeah,
getting the news across in general.
Yeah. I mean, if they had, exactly what Timmy said, they had 3-day advance. They knew in 3-day advance, I think there would be I wouldn't think there would be, 1,000 casualties or stuff. I think that there would be much less, but still a significant amount.
One casualty is still a significant amount.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do you guys,
economic-wise, like, $18 million U.S. dollars.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like,
why...
Interpreting, just what they will be spent on food and water, just to help other people.
So, Baira is, the capital city.
Yeah,
since it was completely destroyed, that will bring the affected level up just from the hurricane. It will make people lose jobs and ways to, banks. They won't be able to go to banks.
Yeah.
They won't be able to get food and water.
People won't even be able to travel around because, in Zambezia, 31% of all roads were destroyed.
Yeah.
And Cabo Delgado,
50%
of
all. Yeah, it's almost like they're all trapped in this area.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to get out.
Yeah.
Just
no matter if they have a car or not.
Because all the roads were destroyed. Basically all of them.
Yeah.
Like, half of all roads in Cabo Delgado were destroyed and damaged.
Yeah.
Extreme to think about.
I remember I was watching a video on it, and it was just showing, there was just one road before, and it had trees and everything beside it. And then the road, and then they showed, what it would look like after the hurricane hit, and it was just that one road, but all the trees were gone. They were down the road, and it was just water filled over. So, it's just...
This must affect also all of their farming.
Yes.
Yeah.
It probably destroyed all the crops.
What Annie was saying, with the water, the cyclone wasn't even just that. It also caused flooding, which affected 1 million citizens.
Yeah,
which is just extreme. Which would probably be a part of the 1.7 million that were affected too.
Yeah,
but that just seemed flooding. Just flooding could affect 1 million people.
Yeah, that's, this is not a country with it's not like us where we have already a bunch of stuff that we can just be like, oh, okay, we can just go get it, or someone in the middle class. You'd be like, oh, I can just go maybe go get another job.
Yeah.
These people had their one job.
Yeah.
Probably won't, some will, but it's going to be very difficult for them to find another one and at least get, another house because of, how much poverty they're already in.
Yeah. It's going to take a big toll on the whole country, both countries.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any last thoughts?
No, I think
we
did
it all up.
Pretty much cleared everything up.
All right, thank you for joining us, and see you later.